KLSY. 6:51, Bruce and John, the KLSY Breakfast Club. A hot new audio toy is out. It's the machine that's supposed to replace the CD player. I know.
They've already eliminated records.
Yes, the records are gone. You can't get them anymore. And now the CD is history. It's over. The new deal is DAT, DAT.
Ah, digital audio tape.
Exactly right, John. Boy, are you a well-informed guy.
Man.
We had one of those things here at the station to play with, and they are unreal and expensive.
Very expensive.
You know that $30,000 cash jackpot we've got in Radio Bingo at 15 minutes from now? You can buy three of them.
Ooh.
Don't get rid of your CD player yet, though.
No.
Because the price will come down in a few years.
Just like microwaves.
Just as soon as you've got all your record collection transferred to CD.
That's right.
That's when it'll come out.
Yeah. 92.5 KLSY with the Breakfast Club, Bruce and John. I see where the Kingsgate Library in Kirkland's got a big evening program tonight on financial planning for your child's education. This is the library at 7 o'clock. Imagine the stir you could cause if you won our radio bingo game with $30,000. You know, invested carefully. With $30,000, you could send your kid's whole fourth grade class to college.
Either that or you could have one real wild night on the town.
Well, yeah, you could do that.
You could send your kids to college, or you could have a real wild night on the town.
Well, let's put that on the old scales. Actually, first things first, you need those hot bingo numbers.
That's
coming up.
It's a close call, isn't it?
It really is. I don't know. 92.5 KLSY, the Breakfast Club, Bruce and John here at 8 before 7 o'clock. You know, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. It's a grand day for the Irish and those who want to be. KLSY will be spreading the green on St. Patrick's Day from our leprechaun limos.
I think that's the fourth one this week.
I've heard about six, and I'm tired of it.
What are you talking about?
These bad Irish accents.
Oh, I'm so terribly sorry.
Bruce, you're blushing.
And it's only Tuesday, man. We're in trouble.
We do invite you to join us on the air on Friday and in person all afternoon from the Kirkland Roaster and Ale House. Now, how white can I get?
Thank you for that nice invitation.
How white can you get?
It's kind of redundant, isn't it?
Yeah, Bruce is...
The King family... Bring anything to mind.
Yeah, Bruce is wearing a tie this morning because his regular clothes are
all dirty.
Yeah, it's you know it's laundry time when Bruce dresses up.
Yeah.
You know? There's a lot of truth at the bottom of the closet.
And Bruce's favorite video game is defensive driving.
Which, by the way...
You have to buckle up before you can put the quarter in.
Let me take 60 seconds to tell you about the lighting demonstration room at Seattle Lighting.
Just 60 seconds because I think we could probably talk about it, well, probably till the end of time.
Well, as it turns out, John, it has to be just 60 seconds because that's all they're going to pay for. But these 60 seconds will be interesting because the lighting demonstration room, a lot of people are, you know, worried that it's going to be like guys in white lab coats walking around giving lectures and stuff like that. Not that at all. The people at Seattle Lighting want you to know that especially here in the Northwest where bright sunny days are kind of at a premium, the things you can do with light in your home are absolutely amazing.
Now, I'd like to tell a little story about like what happened in my home. You know, I've realized how important light is because my apartment used to look like a dungeon because of the way it was lit. And I put in some new lighting, removed the chains, and the place looks great now.
It's astounding how just changing a fixture or changing a bulb in an existing fixture can make a difference. And those are the things that you'll be able to see clearly in the lighting demonstration room at Seattle Lighting. Give Barbara Green a call. 455-2110 is the number. 455-2110. And Barbara will get you set up in the lighting demonstration room.
Mm-hmm. Also, taking out the rack made it, you know, there's a lot more room in there now.
The lighting demonstration room, another bright idea from Seattle Lighting. Good morning, 6:55 with the Breakfast Club on 92.5 KLSY. And
it's time for another episode of Leave It to Quail, starring Barbara Billingsbush, George Bushmont, and Jay Danforth as the Quail. Well, yesterday, of course, we told you about Dan Quayle making the commencement address at West Point.
Oh, that's right. He went to the military academy.
Well, I'll tell you what. It didn't go very well.
What happened?
Well, he got hisses from the entire West Point graduating class when he brought up his National Guard duty during the Vietnam War.
What National Guard duty?
Hiss. But, you know... Also yesterday, Dan wasn't totally rejected.
The comedy industry is giving him its first annual Comics Best Friend Award. That's coming up next month in Las Vegas at the American Comedy Convention. And Quayle was the hands-down winner for 1988 because of his invaluable contributions to thousands of stand-up comedy routines across the nation.
Well, I'm glad that happened for him. Even Republicans need love once in a while.
Of course, Republicans need love. But, you know, it's a special kind of love, Bruce.
Hey! When I picked you up at your house at 7:45, your dad's Mercedes in the driveway. Gee, you're really looking great. I knew that we had something that could really go far. We're going to the movies. Daddy, let me use the car. We've got something here. I'm really popular and you're a cheerleader. Hey! Guess we're in Republican love. I guess we're in Republican love. Republican love. In my daddy's bucks behind me, I know I can never fail. I may even reach the White House like my hero, Danny Quayle. My brand new car is groovy and my GPA is low. Don't worry, be happy on the radio. We've got something here. My daddy's rich and you're a cheerleader. Hey! I guess we're in Republican love. I guess we're in Republican love. I guess we're in Republican love. Republican love. Homeless families on the corner, don't it make you want to sob? We pass in the convertible and holler, get a job! Some people criticize us and they say we're unaware. They think we're mean and callous, but the fact is we don't care. We've got something here. I've got a Porsche and you're a cheerleader. We're in Republican love. I guess 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 we're in Republican love. Republican love.